KNOM Profiles.
After more than 60 years of serving communities in the Bering Strait, the Little Sisters of Jesus are leaving Western Alaska.
A lot of people know me as the Bird Lady. I love being out. I love nature and the environment.
That's Sister Alice Sullivan. She's been working in Alaska since 1960, when she first came up to Holy Cross. She worked in Caltag and then St. Mary's before she joined the Little Sisters in Fairbanks.
I had been thinking a little of a religious vocation, but I didn't want to be stuck behind a desk all my life.
And the Little Sisters do anything but sit behind a desk. Sister Alice says the Little Sisters, their mission is unique.
Our community does not do the ordinary things people are used to having Catholic sisters do. We don't teach catechism, usually. We don't run hospitals. What we do is what Jesus did when he was walking the roads of Israel and Palestine. He was dealing with people individually, people who were sick, people who needed help. And that is how we accomplish our mission. We work with people on an individual level, but we choose very carefully the places we go to.
One of those places was Western Alaska. The first three Little Sisters came in 1952 to reach out to King Islanders and eventually the people on Diomede, two groups of people that Sister Alice says the Little Sisters were created to work with.
They had been evangelized, but both populations were kind of dropped, and nobody was paying attention to them because they were so difficult to reach. Those are the kind of people we go to, people who are distant from the institutional church by their lifestyle or by where they live.
The first group of Little Sisters, three women from France who Sister Alice says didn't speak much English, spent their first winter in Nome before they connected with the King Islanders.
And then the King Islanders welcomed them and started teaching them how to live in the Arctic.
Then, in 1954, the first sisters made it to Diomede.
And the people there welcomed them warmly. At that time, everybody lived in those semi-subterranean houses, and they had a small one for them already with what they needed.
Things like a stove, a seal oil lamp, and a bucket of water from melted snow.
It was very rough.
Sister Alice says that home became the church in Diomede, where the Little Sisters baptized children, performed burials, and created a new church community.
And every Sunday, they would gather the people together to listen to the Mass at KNOM.
Their work on Diomede and around Nome continued for years, even decades. Summers hunting at Woolly Lagoon with King Islanders, preparing sealskins on Diomede. But now it's time for the Little Sisters to leave Western Alaska.
The whole culture has changed a lot, and we, Little Sisters, have gotten older.
Sister Alice and Sister Damien will leave for Anchorage. Sister Nirmala will spend some time at the Little Sisters' mother house in Rome. And though the Little Sisters may be leaving behind their home and their communities for the past few decades, Sister Alice says she, for one, values what she's taking away from her time in Western Alaska.
I learned so much from the King Islanders about how to respect the environment. That's the thing that I'm taking away with me, this deep respect. I know when I go to Anchorage, I am going to be keeping the issue of Native rights and be more involved, I would say, on a political level in regards to environmental issues.
A mass honoring the Little Sisters is being held tonight at 6:30 at St. Joseph's Church in Nome. It'll be broadcast live on KNOM as well. Afterward, there will be a dessert potluck for anyone who would like to come by and bring a dessert to share to join the celebration. Sister Alice and the other Little Sisters will be in Nome until mid-July, and then, like the birds Sister Alice loves so much, they'll make their own journey south. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.